Macclesfield Squash Club are a club on the up. Not only have they seen new members join, but their teams are enjoying positive seasons in the North West Counties League, including their second team, who are in a strong position for promotion. They train and play at Macclesfield Leisure Centre, where we visited them to celebrate the club being named Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. Club organiser Ollie Critchley was on hand to give us an introduction to Macclesfield Squash Club.
So we're a collective of adults who we play at the Macclesfield Leisure Centre. So we don't really have a hierarchy. A few of us do a bit more than others. It's just a volunteer basis. We train once a week, play matches once a week, and just try and make sure we can get our teams out and include as many people as we can. We've grown just on by picking up players who've left other clubs particularly. We've had a few new people join, a few people get into it, a few people moved to the area and chose us over some of the other clubs too. We're quite a relaxed club, and we cater for the lower to mid range of ability in the North West Counties, but that's quite a good standard. We've also got an internal box leagues, so for people who don't want to be in the team, there's also a sort of less formal social side as well. The number one thing is participation, and then for those people who are there and have got the ability, they can push forward and try and, you know, top the leagues or get promotion. But for everyone else, there's no pressure on promotion, that will always have a team in the bottom division, because that's where people need to start anyway. So there'll either be people there who that's their level, or people that's their first level and they'll build up. The North West Counties is, I'm told, it's one of the biggest in the world for what it does. And it does, it caters for people who've been playing. I've played people, I'm sure, who've only been playing a few weeks, and I've seen right through to the top end. The top couple of players at most clubs in Division 1 are paid to play. So they're just short of being, or just about, on a circuit to make a professional career. So it carries the full pathway from start to finish. We've had a team in Division 3 once before, but I think we may have survived one season by the skin of our teeth. This time we look like we're fairly mid-table, look like we'll be there next season. Our second team look like they're going to be in Division 4, all being well. And that'll be the best we've had. We've never had teams in 3, 4 and 5. We've just had teams in 3 and 5, or 3 and 2 and 5. So from the terms of covering all abilities, anyone looking at the club will hopefully see that there's a level they can fit in with if they wanted to join.
What have you got out of just being involved in squash? What have you got out of it?
I think I've made some of my best friends in the area playing squash. I'm not from the area. So I've made some good friends. It's very good for fitness. I've always found that wherever I've played, I've usually felt better for it. So, got the activity and the people. And it's fairly sociable, so yeah, can't fault it.
The most recent fixture saw Macclesfield's first team host the third team from Prestbury. There were some close matches, with two of the five fixtures going to a fifth and deciding game. It was an overall team win on the night for Macclesfield, who are playing their first season back in Division 3 of the North West Counties League. Among the Macclesfield winners was team captain James Douglas.
I played with my dad when I was young. I think I remember him going on court with me. It was back when he cut the handle off one of his squash rackets and made it short. So I think he taught me when I was a kid. And then I don't remember playing for quite a while longer until I was a bit older, about 16. I think I started playing again properly, and played loads since then. So
when did you start here at Macclesfield?
I joined Macclesfield Squash Club when I moved to Macclesfield, which was about 7 years ago now. It's a nice club. People are very friendly. It's like a lot of squash clubs, it's kind of changed over the years. People come, people go, they move to different clubs, or they kind of move in and out of the area. So there's a few the same faces that have been here since I joined, and some people, new faces have joined, and that's great. And yeah, I think we're generally pretty relaxed. Like we're not in any of the top divisions or anything, and people take it seriously, but mostly people play for fun here. It's kind of an ultra competitive place. Since I've joined, we've kind of been up and down from the third and fourth division. And when we were in the third division, we've typically struggled in recent memory, I think. And then we've kind of gone back down again. And then we've kind of sometimes been too good for the fourth division and maybe done not really been challenged that much. So I think, yeah, we were maybe stuck somewhere in between. So it was what we really wanted to do is kind of get up to this division this year and then just try and stay up. And we were pretty lucky in that we managed to actually find another few players joined our club, And it's really strengthened the team. And so we've had, yeah, a pretty strong team. We've done pretty well in this league, so it's great, yeah.
A final push now towards the end of the season, last 7 or 8 games. So now you've got a game in hand of the teams around you. I guess it's just, again, just trying to push on as much as possible and see how high you can finish.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we just wanted to avoid relegation. And I think we're probably in a good position to do that. But we're kind of down a couple of players. But the people that come up will do fine, and yeah, looking forward to it. We've got a busy schedule actually, so sometimes the fixtures are a bit strange with it, like having weeks off and stuff, but we've got now, I think we've got a week, we've got a game next week, and then we've got, I think, 5 games in March, which is good. So you've got a game every single week for the next period of time, which is good, so you build up some momentum. So yeah, looking forward to it.
What do you enjoy most about squash? Why is it that you come down every week? What is it that you enjoy most about it?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. I suppose I quite, you know, it's kind of individual competitive sport. Like it can be high intensity, good workout. It's also kind of tactical, fast. It's kind of fun. I like that aspect. But it's also, the team is nice. I really enjoy playing team squash. So being able to kind of just hang out with the team and a bit of camaraderie and kind of cheering people on and getting into it's good fun. And, you know, you can play all year round. I tend not to play that much in the summer, but you can. And so, yeah, it's good. And it's pretty accessible for people. And I think since I started playing again, well, since I started playing a lot when I was a kid, and then a bit older, I've kind of just always enjoyed the social part of it as well. Like I played a lot at uni, kind of in the uni squash teams, and then tried to always be part of some squash club, irrespective of where I lived. And it's kind of a good way to meet people and just, you know, do some exercise.
Why should people get involved? If they listen to this, they're thinking, oh, this sounds actually something I want to get involved in. Why should they get involved in squash?
Yeah, no, I think it is just very accessible. So there's lots of different, you know, even just within our club, there's a huge range of standards. You know, we've got beginners and then we've got people that have been playing. Well, I think Martin said he's been playing squash 50 years or something, right? So there's a lot of people, a lot of different standards and abilities. But, you know, you can get into it and there's lots of different ways to play. You don't have to come right in trying to play proper high intensity team squash. You can kind of get into it, kind of come along with your mates, have a run around, just kind of do some exercise, hit the ball around a bit, and just kind of see if you like it. And I think it's just a good opportunity, and then from there people tend to kind of pick it up and really enjoy it once they actually start playing.
The second team ended up having a night off, with the opposition not being able to field a team. It's been a successful season to date for the Macclesfield second team, who at the time of recording are top of the Division 5 Central South table. Second team captain Ian Hill came down to support the first team and to tell us all about his team's season so far.
I used to play when I was a youngster with my dad. I enjoyed it back then, but obviously as you're growing up, different things come into your life. You do want to do different things, so I can't just stop really. And then when I used to play in Warrington before I moved to Macclesfield, a friend of mine said, do you fancy a game of squash? And I thought, yeah, I enjoyed it as a youngster. I'll see what I'm all about now. And yeah, and ever since then, I've been playing like probably for the past 10 years, I'd say. So yeah, things are going well at the moment. We just missed out on promotion last season, which we were all gutted about. And that was partly one of the reasons I put my hand up to say, listen, I'll be captain, you know, let's do our best to get a strong, consistent team together this year and get us promotion. So, yeah, it's looking like we're knocking on the door of it at the minute, and the likelihood is, you know, we're going to achieve that. The turnout for the second team has been very consistent all season. We're performing really well. Consistently performing well, and, yeah, it doesn't look, it's, you know, getting stuck in and dragging out results, grinding out results, and yeah, it's reflecting where we are in the league, really.
What do you reckon it is? Obviously, you came close last year. Do you think it was the case because you came so close last year and kind of the strength that's building?
I think that obviously the additions we added to the club has made a massive difference. We're fishing out of a bigger, in terms of the second team now, a bigger pool of players which we can call upon who will still perform at that consistent level. Obviously, we play on a Thursday night. After the home games, we go to the Bull's Head, Broken Cross. Ian over there, he puts a great do on for us each week. One week it's the first and second team, because we're home and away on the same evening. And then, obviously, the weeks in between is the third team. They'll play at home and they'll go to the Bull's Head. And he serves us great food and great drinks.
What is it that you enjoy most about squash? Obviously, the social side But what is it that made you stick out, particularly here in Macclesfield?
It's the air for me. It's the fitness, so like getting, you know, the competitive edge, you know. I want to win all the time, and I feel like, you know, you're putting that much in that you're burning so many calories rather than just going for a run. You know, I'm no disrespect to running like a lot of people like running, but for me, I love getting on court, hitting the ball about, and getting a sweat on, really. So that's the main reason I like to get involved. Any potential listeners in Macclesfield tuning in, you know, get yourself down to the leisure centre. You know, we're always up for a game and welcome new players into the club to improve ourselves, really. And anyone who just wants to come for a bit of a laugh, really, everyone in the club is really nice and welcoming, really.
The hope is the club will have teams in Division 3, Division 4 and Division 5 next season. It's a sign of how far it's come since the club first started nearly 20 years ago. Dave Birtwistle is one of the founding members and still plays for the club.
We've been in the league, they've had an internal league for however many years, probably since ever. And I joined the club probably 20 years ago, something like that. Got the old clear from the doctor to play, so I thought, oh, okay, let's get in and give it a shot. So I picked my racket up again. We must have had about 8 internal leagues. And then there's a young lad, Shane Gray Trex. He came, he would have been 17, 18. And he worked at the leisure centre. But his dad, Kevin, was very keen, and he'd done decades playing squash. And Kevin kept saying, come on, guys, get a team in the North West Counties Leagues, which we didn't know anything about. Kevin, he's lived and breathed it. So Kevin still comes down now and again to watch us, so he's great. And it was Kevin that said, right, come on, let's get a team together. And so we went to the Captain's League up in Newton Le Willows, I think it was, for North West County Squash. And then we got 5 people together, and then possibly a 6th, just as a substitute. So that got us going, and that got us into the North West Counties Leagues. And then from there, it was like, struggled to get one team. And then a few years later on, we managed to get a second team, which was brilliant. So that meant the better players could then play up, which was really good. And then from then, we've sort of like played for 2 teams. So now we've got 3 teams going, which is fantastic. Last year, we struggled to field 3. But we've been dead fortunate in that some of our top players, they've known people from clubs that have closed due to COVID. These guys have come here. There's one on court now, Jonathan, absolute star. We've got 3 guys who come in the first team, which means that's strengthening the second team, which is strengthening the third team. Yeah. So now that's why we're knocking on the door for promotion in the second team. And the third team's now top half of the third division, which is really, really good.
And Dave, when you first set up the club, not knowing that the North West Counties existed just because of like internal leagues, did you ever imagine where we'd go to now?
I didn't have a clue. I didn't even know what it was about. One of the great things for me, it became my lads' night out, because it's not just about the squash. All the clubs, the whole ethos is you play your games sportingly as much as you can or dare or wish, but afterwards then it's always either back to a clubhouse or a pub, bit of meal, couple of rounds of drinks and a bit of crack, really, and that's really quite important. It is important. And some clubs we can go to, you can have great play, not so good crack. Sometimes you can have not so good play but great crack. And either way, you end up getting a good night out anyway. Yeah. So it's good. And with your own teammates as well.
What do you enjoy most about squash?
I'm a little bit older. So for me, it's more chess. So it's more game craft and trying to suss people out and perhaps not run around as much as you.
And you mentioned it off air, that's the amazing thing about squash, particularly North West Counties League, is you could have anybody from any age or ability kind of going head to head, and like, it makes fascinating matchups.
It is fantastic. I mean, we've got in our third team, we've got Ken, who's
mid-70s,
still winning. He won his last couple of games, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is fantastic. We've got, I mean, I mentioned Kevin, who helps up the club. We've also had Badr Khan, who's been down helping the club as coach and still coaches privately. He's played for us until last season. And again, so he was going to be mid-70s and still sends us the wrong way. And it's very, very frustrating. But it's fantastic to see someone still have the craft and still have the ability to just make you look stupid, I think, isn't it? And so we get that from other clubs as well. But I also mentioned before that there's, there's juniors. Bollington's got a good, strong junior setup, hasn't they? Mm. So we've got people there in the teens. You go on one season and they've jumped three levels, and then you see them again and they've grown a bit and they've jumped another four levels, and to see the progress from someone you'll see that come in as a pretty raw junior after a couple of years really playing the game well against some senior people is fantastic to see. The first team's currently in Division 3 and sort of mid-table, just over mid-table, so that's quite a comfortable position. Hopefully the second team will get into Division 4 and then the third team will be in Division 5 and stronger. And so we've got a nice spread of ability there where people can slot, will fight for places and then and slot in at an appropriate level. Your station, just Silk 106.